Welcome back to the Finsiders on a Thursday afternoon. We're getting closer and closer to Monday Night Football. Dolphins and the Buccaneers coming up. Second consecutive night game for the Miami Dolphins. And that Thursday one against the Bengals might seem like a while ago, but it really wasn't. Cam Wake was the star of that game. He is our guest now in studio. He's also the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Let's start with that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I imagine you get a sack and a safety to end a game. You're probably going to do pretty well when it comes to awards and recognitions, because not something that happens very often in the National Football League.
Oh, well, I didn't know that until, kind of a little into this week. I actually think, you have to correct me if I'm wrong, that's probably the first time it's ever happened. I think the other two, it was a fumble involved.
Yeah, there was a fumble recovered on a sack and a punt block, I think, that went out the back of the end zone. That might have been recovered too. So the first pure sack safety to end a game in NFL history. You'll always have that. You'll have a lot more than that, obviously, also. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good so far. Pretty good week of practice, getting ready for another primetime game under the lights, which is always a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's obviously been a different kind of week. That might be a good word for it around here. Any concern on your part as a veteran guy who's been around, who's seen this, about focus, distractions? I mean, those are the words that keep being thrown out there by people.
Yeah, but the people who talk about that are I guess more on the outside looking in. Football is full of distractions. I mean, if it's, you know, something going on at home with, you know, you forgot to feed your dog, or, you know, it's raining, it's snowing, it's hot, you're tired, the crowd's screaming, you can't get a call, you're bleeding. I mean, those are all distractions. And the way football is set up is you have to eliminate all those things. It doesn't matter what's going on. You have a job, whether it's making a tackle, catching the ball. You have to get that job done. And day to day, you know, we eliminate those distractions, and we go out there and we execute our job. So we have nothing but professionals in the locker room, and I wouldn't expect anything but that.
Cam Wake is here. Whether it's this situation or other, can football at times, you think, for guys be an escape from the other stuff, whether it's something at home or, you know, something with family, that, hey, I'm actually out here on the field now and I can just kind of focus my energies on this?
I think a lot of guys can use it that way, you know. Once you cross those white lines, you know, all the other stuff, a lot of outside stuff may kind of disappear. At the same time, you do have to take on some other new distractions, whether it's coach yelling at you or whatever it may be. But that's why I love playing this game. I could probably speak for most other guys, and I think that's why people like watching that game, because there is, you know, a certain level of distraction, a certain level of or type of guy that has to be able to do this and play this game. And it's not for everybody, but, you know, I love it.
Yeah, there you go. Cam Wake is here. Let's go back to the Cincinnati just for a couple of moments, because it was, as we said, a very fun ending, a sensational ending. Take us through the actual play. I think we saw you twist inside a little bit right there. And obviously third and long, those passing situations, guys that like to get to the quarterback, you kind of live for that, don't you?
That's why we play this game. in the defensive room, D-line room, we got the little saying where you got to work first before you can play. So as far as we call work, you got to get your job done on first and second down, whether stopping the run or, you know, making, you know, putting them in long, third and long, so that now we can play, i.e. getting to the quarterback, pin your ears back, and that's the money down. That's when guys love to get after it. I had a great call from Coach Coyle. You know, I had a lot of help from my, you know, Jared Odrick, I think Randy Starks also, who kind of, you know, maybe took two or opened up the hole so that I can get in there. I had to beat the center, and just by luck, he was down there and put him on the ground.
Probably more to it than luck, but I'll let you say that. You're larger than I am. They reviewed the play. It's a scoring play. They review all of those plays. Any doubt in your mind as they're reviewing it and you're waiting that it was a safety?
No. I knew, you know, as soon as we landed on the ground and I could see in the grass, it was, you know, colorful and pretty. And, in my mind, it was a sack. And, you know, we just kind of had to wait the drama of the moment where they're reviewing the play. But it was a tough, long-fought game. Everybody had to chip in. I mean, there were guys making plays left and right. You know, I just, you know, had the opportunity to be in the position at the end of the game. But literally a team win from head to toe, offense, defense, special teams. It took everybody to make sure we got a W out of that one.
We're talking to the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Cam Wake. That third quarter, I think the Dolphin offense didn't get out on the field until there was 2:03 left in the quarter.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Brent Grimes pick six is a good thing, and you don't want to complain about it. But, I mean, have you ever been on a field that much in a quarter at any point in your life?
I think that game had 93 defensive plays, which probably is the most I've been a part of since I've been here. I'm not particularly sure, but That's a lot. You know, on defense, that's your job, is to not be on the field. I mean, that's the whole point, is to maybe be on the field three plays and go sit down, you know, and watch the offense march down the field. But, I mean, again, by no means was that game perfect. We definitely, you know, are happy that we got the W, but there were things that we could have done better. There's things that we've been working on these past couple of days to make sure, you know, this coming Monday, you know, we get those things fixed so that, you know, situations like that don't happen. So, again, every day, every week, we're just out there trying to improve so that, you know, every game we go out there and we can play better.
Tampa Bay, let's talk about that coming up on Monday Night Football. Outside people, media fans, they look at the Buccaneers, they see 0-8. You guys look at the Buccaneers and you see a team that maybe could have, should have won in Seattle the other day, one of the toughest places to play, obviously, in the National Football League. They didn't end up winning, but they played a very good team, very tough, and this is not just a random 0-8 team right now. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, plenty of stuff, I'm sure, for you guys to look at.
Without a doubt. You know, when we kind of getting ready for games, we're not looking at their record to say, oh, this is the type of game or this is the level that we have to meet. I mean, it's not like that. This is the NFL. You know, every player that's in this league is the best at what they do in the world. And like I said, any given Sunday, you know, anything can happen. I mean, we've been in games where we kind of came down to the wire and maybe ended up on the short end with the short end of the stick, and by no means was that say that we're not a good team, sure, or, you know, whatever it may be. And like you said, they played that team tough. They're, you know, the game could have went either way, and then at the end of the day, they didn't win. But they're not. It's not going to be one of those games where you just show up, you know, throw your hat in the ring and say, "Up, you know, let's get out of here with a W." It's going to be a hard-fought, tough game, and we have to go out there and put our best foot forward.
It is national TV. It's Monday Night Football. It's all the eyes. Not the first time, though, that you've seen these guys back in the preseason. And obviously, from a tape standpoint, everybody says it's not generally too much you can take out of a preseason game to apply to a regular season game. But down in the trenches, I was wondering, you know, did you gauge, you know, the way a move worked against a certain guy, anything like that on the offensive line?
Yeah, you can try to, you know, save a little bit from, and, you know, we actually went back and watched some of the game from the preseason. Schemes and plays, sometimes, you know, offensive coordinators are kind of trying to keep it vanilla so they can save stuff for the regular season. The defenses, we're doing the same thing, just kind of playing base, because you just want to see guys get out there and play and kind of get after it without too much, you know, scheming, because it's, you know, it is preseason. But at the end of the day, pass rushing is pass rushing, catching the ball is catching the ball, running the ball is running the ball, and, you know, those fundamentals of defeating blocks and, you know, things like that are always, no matter whether it's, you know, what league, what game, preseason or Super Bowl, you know, those things have to get done. And, you know, those are things you can kind of take from the preseason on through the season.
Makes a lot of sense. Cam Wake, the defensive player of the week in the AFC, 3 sacks, including the game winner against Cincinnati the other day. You don't often get to say game-winning sack, but we were able to do that. Congrats again on that. Music to the ears of defensive players all over the globe. Thanks for coming in, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.